Unprepared to engage Mormon missionaries when they knock on your door? Perhaps the book Mormonism 101 will help. Mormonism 101, published by Baker Book. Available at your favorite Christian bookstore. Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. And with me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. But we also have with us two good friends of ours, Rich Sanford and Bradley Campbell. You guys work on the GodLovesMormons.com. Now, if you've never seen the videos that these guys produce, you are really missing a lot because they are quality productions, and that's what we want to talk about today in the next few days. What kind of videos you have, why you did what you did, why you have the certain content that you have. But first of all, let's introduce you to our listening audience because, Rich, you have not lived in Utah your whole life.
That's right.
And neither have you, Bradley. You both came from Illinois. In fact, why don't you give the story behind that, Rich?
Sure. Yeah, I was born and raised in the western suburbs of Chicago. Born and raised in a Christian household there. God used that area in my life to help me come to know and love and honor Him. I served in ministry as a pastor at a church in Naperville for 7 years before my wife and I felt called to move to a missionary landscape and to help be part of sharing the gospel and spreading the kingdom growth in an area that was needing more and more people to do that. So through various wonderful series of events, God drew us out to Utah. Prior to us having any knowledge of Mormonism, any contacts with people in Utah, we knew nobody out here. We'd never been here.
So you never did any kind of demographic study or anything like that?
Not prior to first hearing about Utah, first having it on our hearts that we should come.
Oh.
There was a friend of a friend said, you know, you guys are looking for a missionary landscape. Have you thought about Utah? And of all the different thoughts that were in our mind and on our hearts at that point, this was the only one that we flat out just said, nope, it's not that. It's the first one. Every other possibility, we're like, oh, we'll entertain that. We'll pray about that. And so the Lord just pressed on our hearts that we're supposed to come here. And I'd never quite had that type of experience, so I didn't know how to categorize that in my thinking. I think about it now. He just opened our hearts, put a love for Mormons and the people of Utah in. And then I started studying. And I realized, oh my goodness, this landscape is severely under-churched. It is filled with...
With evangelical churches, that
That's true.
Churches on every corner around
that's
here.
That's right. You know? And just reading those demographics, I started going, oh my goodness, Lord, I think this is why you're sending us here. And as I think he has been doing with others in recent years, I think we're seeing that more and more. So we were amongst a group of people who God called out here. Laura and I, my wife, we kind of parachuted in to Utah, came out alone and started a Bible study in our household. And slowly grew that into a church, the Mission Church in South Jordan. And we've been out here now for about 7 years.
Where is the Mission Church if people wanted to attend?
It is right off of I-15 and 106 South. It's in South Jordan, on the east side of South Jordan. We're literally just west of the Southtown Mall across the highway.
Bradley, you came out at the same time or later?
Later. Yeah, so I also grew up in the western suburbs of Chicago. Also had a good, godly family who raised me to love the Lord. And I went to the same church that Rich was youth pastor at the time. And so he was youth pastor of a high school when I came in as a freshman. And I remember when Rich went out to Utah. He did some other things at the church, did some other positions, then moved out to Utah. And I remember he was like, we were all excited about the ministry that he was going to get to do in Utah, and we would talk about it. I wonder what he's getting to do and whatnot. And after I graduated high school, I went to Moody Bible Institute and was a church planting major there. As a part of that program, I had to fulfill a residency internship at a church plant. And the only church planter I knew really well was Rich. And so I called him up and said, hey, would you like an intern? And he was like, oh, yeah, sure. Live in my basement for a little bit and you can come out here. And so a couple years ago, I moved out here to Utah to just fulfill the internship requirements of my major. And I had no intentions of staying. I knew nothing about Utah, knew nothing about Mormonism. I mean, it wasn't even on my radar at all. I got out here and was here for a month, maybe 2 months, and pretty quickly I was like, I think I'm going to stay in Utah permanently. This is a really compelling missions field. And so I finished out my internship and went home, got married, and then moved back out here permanently just a couple years ago. So yeah, I'm a couple years later than Rich out here.
Tell us a little bit about your families, because it's one thing for you guys to be in the ministry, but the wives and children, Rich, you have mm-hmm. children, have to be a part of this as well. Tell us a little bit about your families and how they have acclimated themselves to a place like Utah.
Laura, my wife, was equally, if not more, eager to move to Utah than I was. She just really felt the ministry desire to be out here. And together, we just fell in love with the Mormon people. And while we have learned more and more about Mormon doctrine and learned more and more about the things that are maddening and the distinctions and the way we talk about it, that's just, by God's grace, has been measured in with the heaping amounts of love that we just have for the people as well. And so she has had that, I had that, and we brought two little kids out with us. My oldest two were very young. My youngest was 4 months, or the youngest at that time was 4 months old when we moved here. And we have added three more babies since being here. So this is effectively the only home that those kids had ever known. And so Utah is second nature to them. I feel like they're dual citizens of different parts of the country.
Do people mistake you for being LDS for having five kids?
Oh, my goodness. We blend right in. Yeah, that was one of the things we thought, wow, sometimes God calls people to areas where they stick out like a sore thumb, and other times he calls them to places where they look just like the people they're reaching. Mm. And that's us. We really do look like we fit well with our neighborhood. That's for sure.
Bradley, tell us about your wife. And she came from Illinois. She had never been to Utah?
Never been to Utah. I was deciding to move out here when she first visited the state. And she had to buy into ministry in Utah as much as marrying me, because that was part of the deal at that point. I was like, this is where I'm going to be. So she was excited about that. She works at a dentist office here in Utah. And so she gets to experience a lot more of LDS culture than perhaps I do, even being at a church. So she'll come home daily with different conversations she's had with coworkers or patients. And she's like, I brought this up, and we've been talking about this, and I'm curious, what do they believe about this?
She's got a captive audience, man.
Yeah, their mouth are open as she's in there. Yeah. Anyway, so she's been really learning a lot about not just the doctrine of Mormonism, but the kind of cultural tics. And so she's been able to help me explaining some of the way that people respond to different ideas and how sensitive they can be to certain topics and others they're more willing to talk about. So,
well, let me just say that for coming out to Utah with virtually no understanding of either Mormon theology or Mormon history, you guys have really caught on quickly, and that's what we want to talk about. That is the videos that you have produced. And I must say, you guys are very talented when it comes to putting together video. You, Rich, went with us to Israel with Eric and myself. And I remember you were out there just filming everything, and you put together these very short video clips of what we were seeing in that particular day. And they're very impressive. And this is what we want to introduce people to, are the videos that you did specifically on the subject of Mormonism. And as I mentioned earlier, it's godlovesmormons.com. This is where you can find the complete set. There's dozens of them on there, and you're adding to those dozens regularly, and you cover a lot of very good subjects, but in a very concise way. In fact, I was reading some of the comments that people were writing regarding your videos, and that was one of the things that I noticed people liked. They're very short, very concise, but they have a lot of information that can help a person better understand where the Mormon people are coming from on that particular subject. And why did you feel that this was important, doing a video series like this? Mm.
When I moved to Utah, I was not, like you said, familiar with Mormonism at all, but I was very familiar with Christian language. I was born and raised in a Christian household, surrounded by Christian people everywhere I went, or at least those who were also familiar with Christianity. So I was fluent in Christianese in a way I didn't even realize. So moving on out here, when I first started sharing the gospel with each of our neighbors in turn, we just had them over for dinner and shared the gospel, I was amazed and frustrated how often someone would go, yeah, we believe everything you just said. You know, give the 5-minute gospel breakdown. And it occurred to me that I was going to need to learn a new language. The gospel doesn't change, but the language and how we talk about that and the particulars of it that might be really important to distinguish with somebody needed to be dealt with. So by God's grace, something that was difficult about moving to Utah was not coming with anyone. We were totally alone. But that ended up being a benefit for us because I was able to invest almost the entire first solid year reading through the standard works, studying through websites like MRM, Utah Lighthouse Ministries, CARM stuff, got to know other people in ministry out here working with Mormons, and I just had an insatiable hunger for it. And so I invested that solid year in just learning every possible thing I can about Mormons and talking to hundreds of Mormons about the gospel. And when I realized that I had started to develop a language that might distinguish the particulars between Mormonism and Christianity, I thought, you know, one thing that's not quite out there yet is good quality video that does that in bite-sized segments. And I had a background in video. I knew how to do that stuff. We had the camera gear already. And so it was a natural fit for me to use the tools that God had already equipped us with some of the new knowledge that we were gaining from being out here.
Bradley, did you experience pretty much the same thing, or did you kind of learn from Rich's mistakes or experience?
Rich taught me a good foundation in a lot of things, but something that was really helpful is like week one of being in Utah, he arranged for me to just meet with the missionaries and said, you just go and have fun. I was like, wait, you're not going to tell me anything first? He's like, no, just have fun. And so I went, and encounters like that were incredibly helpful for me to learn, like you said, Rich, the language, the way they think about things, how to share the gospel. That and then street evangelism was the other big one, getting to talk to kind of street level Mormons about doctrine, whatnot. I learned to develop a lot of the way I like to talk about verses and what verses I go to and how to respond to a lot of the doctrines from practicing on the street evangelism kind of conversations. And all that knowledge for both of us has translated into our videos. We pull on a lot of the previous conversations and experiences we've had to inform the language that we use in the videos, not just the doctrinal concepts or the verses, but the way we talk about it.
And I think that is a huge benefit when you listen to these videos, because you can tell that you have had conversations with LDS people. There's one thing to read about it from a book. It's a whole nother thing about talking to them one-on-one. And you find very quickly that though the textbook in understanding the basics certainly helps, talking to them personally helps even more.
And you're exactly right on that, because these are not straw man conversations they're having. They're telling you their experience based on what they have personally experienced, not what they read in a book, and then sharing that with you. So while there are no Latter-day Saints in your videos, you can hear the Latter-day Saint voice as you deal with some of those questions. And so I recommend everybody goes to godlovesmormons.com, subscribe on their YouTube, so you'll get notification every time they come up with a new one, and they come out regularly, and you'll want to watch them 4, 5, 6 minute videos that are going to give you a lot of information on particular topics within Mormonism.
And I might mention, you know, we're pretty picky here at MRM, and we do have a lot of your videos embedded in articles that we have, because we feel that your videos only enhance some of the things that we are trying to get across in print. But it's godlovesmormons.com. And tomorrow we're going to continue talking about what you guys have produced and even get into some specifics that I think will be very beneficial to the body of Christ here.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism.